Well, have you changed the way you talk while wearing a mask? New research out of UC Davis shows mask wearers are using clearer, more exaggerated speech that can actually make it easier for the person they're talking with to understand. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Michelle Cohn, UC Davis Research Fellow of Linguistics, Computer Science, and Psychology. She led the project. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So when the research says this exaggerated way of talking makes it easier for the person you're talking to understand, you mean clearer than if we had no mask on?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to talk about the project. So this project is a joint project between the Linguistics Department at UC Davis with Dr. Georgia Zalu and Dr. Ann Peitsche at University of Milwaukee Linguistics. And so basically we had listeners listen to speech generated by two individuals who had worn a face mask or not, and produce the same sentences in three different styles. And so they produce the sentences in casual speech style, so kind of like more connected speech, the style you would use with friends, in a positive emotional style, and then with a clearer style. So clearer meaning slower, more exaggerated speech. And what we found, which was really striking, was that these listeners who had no idea who was masked or who wasn't actually did better on the masked clear speech condition. So what that means is they were more accurate at identifying a keyword in those sentences.
So identifying a keyword and sort of extrapolating on the rest?
Yeah, in this one we just looked at a keyword, so they were all in low predictability sentences. It's really common in speech and noise perception work, so things like Miss Brown should consider the coast, and in that case, coast would be the keyword, so they typed it in.
Okay, I get it. You know, and also, volume. I wonder about that. Now, I've started wearing double masks, so two masks, and it's even more muffled than before.
Yeah, it's a great point. So in this one, we did fabric face masks. So N95 masks impact the acoustic signal differently. What we're seeing is that speakers are doing things to compensate for the mask, or even overcompensate for the mask. And I'm sure that's happening with the double mask as well, but I would imagine it would be more difficult for individuals to hear you, especially if it was in a noisy, crowded kind of condition, if you're in a crowded supermarket, for example.
Right. And the worst is if you're talking on the phone with your mask on.
Right. Yeah, I did a Zoom interview yesterday with someone wearing a mask in a newsroom, and, you know, it's tricky. I mean, I'll also say for the study, we only looked at the auditory domain. So we're just trying to lay some of the foundational science work that we need to understand how speakers and listeners are dealing with face masks. But of course, they obscure the visual information you get when people are speaking. And I think that's one of the most challenging aspects to face masks, and one that we're really excited to explore in future work.
Yeah, it's interesting because you start to realize that speech and understanding, you know, comprehending somebody else's language is made up of a lot of things. What you hear is only a piece of it. It's what you think they might say, a little bit of predictive stuff going on, and
definitely
visual.
Yeah. I notice in my everyday life, so I wear a mask. I have a small dog who I walk two times a day, and we meet other people who are also wearing masks, also little dogs, and we kind of have this routine interaction. I don't know if you have any pets, but there's kind of a routine where you ask what the other dog's name is and how old are they, and so if they have a predictable name, I find it's easy. But often I'll miss if they have a name I wasn't expecting. And our dog, when we adopted him, had a kind of a cool name, so it's like not so common. And so everyone misunderstands, and they just kind of move on from that. But I think kind of the predictability of what someone's going to say really is something we're really relying on.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's fascinating stuff to look at. And we'll probably be wearing masks for a little while longer. So
I know, yeah. We were really hoping that this research wouldn't be so relevant.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks for talking to us, Dr. Michelle Cohn. She's UC Davis Research Fellow.